Today, Grandmothers for Peace held their last vigil. Since January 14, 2004, the grandmothers and their supporters have stood on Fifth Avenue every Wednesday, in the beginning to protest the Iraq War and later to urge an end to the war in Afghanistan. WBAI's Linda Perry has the story.
They are in their 70s, their 80s, and some of the Grandmothers for Peace are in their 90s. They stand week after week on Fifth Avenue between 49th and 50th Streets, facing the skating rink at Rockefeller Center. There are benches for those who get tired, but most of them stand in a line, carrying banners and chanting for peace. This generation of grandmothers and grandfathers have lost fathers and uncles in World War II, brothers, sweethearts, spouses in the Korean War, sons and nephews in Vietnam. Joan Wiley founded the group.
It really started in my head one night. I had seen a picture in Time magazine of a 12-year-old Iraqi boy who'd lost his arms and was horribly burned and whose whole family was killed by our bombs. And I said to myself, I got to do something. And the idea came into my head to have a group called Grandmothers Against the War. And I started from there.
Wiley says the group has never missed a vigil except during the storm 2 weeks ago.
We froze, we boiled, we drenched, but we were here. At least some of us have always been here.
One of the most memorable actions for the grannies was in 2005 when 18 were arrested and jailed at the Times Square Recruitment Center for trying to enlist in the military. They wanted to go instead of their grandchildren. It was Norman Siegel who got them out of jail, and he's a big fan of the grannies.
The grannies embodied the best of New York and America, citizens who speak up even when it's unpopular. And then take an issue such as the war in Iraq and Afghanistan and become a catalyst to change public opinion, where now a majority of Americans and New Yorkers are both opposed to the war in Iraq as well as the war in Afghanistan. And the grannies were part of that, and I've supported them, I love them, and I think they're terrific.
Barbara Walker is the assistant director of Grandmothers Against War. She has retired from work at the United Nations. She has five grandchildren, but attends the vigil week after week for grandchildren of the world.
Unlike the Second World War and even Vietnam, people saw this on television. They were aware. Many people were basically unaware that there was a war going on. And the other was that so many felt with Iraq that it had to do with September 11, 2001. And sometimes we were standing there and showing these things. They said, "Don't you remember that?" We said, "No." And there were times I got off the line and walked with the person to say, "This had what we have done, what we did in March of 2003, had nothing to do with September 11th.
It was astounding how many people equated the two.
Exactly. And, you know, what one came to realize, oh, here comes Viney. Was the hegemony that we are expressing now. It's with Iraq. And one at that point, one was aware of this whole matter of the project for the new American century, which the essence of it was that there is no longer another superpower, only in the United States. We didn't have to worry about the USSR, Russia anymore. And so the resources of the world, we could manage them. And this was, as I see it, and many of us did, a step in that direction. And one had to speak out about this.
Another woman at the vigil week after week is Viney Burroughs. She is an actor, mother, grandmother, and great-grandmother, and former WBAI broadcaster. She attends the vigils because she says peace is paramount. She says we can't have development, human rights, rights for women and children without peace. Burroughs says the peace movement is getting stronger and stronger as it combines with the green movement, the environmental movement.
What we have just gone through with Hurricane Sandy should be a wake-up call for us. It was unconscionable that none of the candidates spoke about the environment and global warming and climate change. So that all of these issues, which really are issues of life and death, war and peace.
But you have been coming out here every Wednesday.
Yeah.
What has been your intent on doing this? Why have you particularly...
I thought it was very important to have not a sea of white women only talking about peace, because as always, it's like one of the reasons that the Southerners didn't want integrated schools, didn't want black and white children sitting next to one another, because contact breeds intimacy and communication, you know. So I felt it was important that they should see black faces here.
Jenny Hines attends the vigil because she says there must be a voice that interrupts business as usual.
That interferes with people's routines, and even if it's just for a second, where their consciousness is disturbed and they look over and see a sign that says something about a war or about greed or about some of the horrendous things that are happening, that's important. Even if it's a 1 second moment of someone who's grumbling about these old people yelling and carrying on and being there. It is absolutely critical that we are always out and we connect to the public and to the people and let them know that what's being done in our name is not acceptable.
And Vietnam vets are also part of Grandmothers Against War. Bill Steyard has been a member of the Grandmothers Vigil since it began. He is with Veterans for Peace. 9 years ago, when he first attended the vigil, he used to get into fights with passersby.
When the war was so divisive and Bush was running again for president in 2004, I was very, shall I say, keyed up against the war. And I would sometimes get in a heated argument with somebody. But then I realized, the longer I did vigiling, that you don't argue with anybody. If they're not willing to accept your point of view, you're not there to debate. You're there to stand vigil for what you personally believe in.
And while today was the last vigil for Grandmothers Against War, the participants know that their work will continue in other groups, and each seemed honored to have participated in this 9-year effort to bring attention to wars fought by the United States. Linda Perry, WBAI News, New York.